Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 7 and verses 12 and 13. Calling the 12 to him, Jesus sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. They went out and preached that people should repent. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. We are needy people who need to be needed. In the prime of life, we take pride in our work and service to others. But how do we feel when advanced age, sudden illness, or loss of employment prevents us from doing the work we love? Hardworking, independent people are told they can no longer live on their own. Loving parents no longer have children at home to care for. People in such situations can feel worthless, thinking they are not needed anymore. Jesus' 12 disciples were not the most needed people in the world. Some of them were working-class fishermen. Others occupied a lower rung on the social ladder, such as Matthew, the despised tax collector. All of them had their own sins and failings. But Jesus, the Son of God, graciously chose them to be his disciples. He chose to give these 12 the inside knowledge of the kingdom of God. This kingdom centered around the good news of the forgiveness of sins that Jesus himself would accomplish by dying on a cross for all people. Jesus chose imperfect people to hear this message. Jesus equipped imperfect people to share this message. Jesus anointed the 12 with his Spirit to tell people to turn from their sins and trust God who was working in the world to save them. What human being would ever be up to the task of sharing such an important message with others? Jesus chose 12 who desperately needed his love and forgiveness to receive his love and forgiveness. Then he chose them to share his love and forgiveness with others. He chose to make them important and special by entrusting them with the best news the world has ever heard. This message of repentance and forgiveness is for you as well. As you hear it and ponder what it means for you, think about what it means for someone close to you. God graciously chose to use you to serve others. He makes your life eternally significant. Praise be to God. It feels good to be needed. Lord Jesus, out of thankfulness for all you have done to save me, help me to look for opportunities to love and serve others. Remind me of how valuable I am in your sight, that I may work hard to be of some value to others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.